Good morning, church. Well, let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and then let's sing. Father, we thank you once again as we can gather together in the name of Jesus, that we have the freedom to be able to lift up our voices, to shout out praises to you, to give you that glory and that honor. And so, Father, as we have taken time aside this morning just to dedicate it completely to you, and now we boldly approach your throne. And we just come to you as your children, and we want to give you praise and glory. And Father, we thank you once again for your Holy Spirit being here, present, and ministering among us. So we just thank you for just an awesome time of worship now. In Jesus' name, amen.
I've got a home in glory, land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him to. While he's calling you. Dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond.
Amen.
I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free. Found
yet been told. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All the half has never yet been told.
Amen.
Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You agree with that last part?
Yes, Lord.
Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory.
Kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now kings and Lord of Lords, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory. Hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory. Hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Fast song, it ends just as fast too.
He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it.
Amen. Thank
you, now, Lord. I want to ask you, can you find any place in the Bible where it says that God is depressed? Circumstances have gotten to him and he just says, I can't deal with you right now. I'm sorry. Give me a minute. It doesn't exist there. But on the other hand, we get, you know, hit with circumstances. And that's the point of this song, to be able to look and say, you know what? Regardless of what's happening with me right now, God's not depressed. He's still on the throne. Right. He's in charge of everything.
Amen.
He's my strength. Let's sing this one more time.
Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is new. Beneath the cleansing flood, oh victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love. Punch me to victory beneath the sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints, who shall not fear thee, O Lord.
That song? It's a very important song. It's so important. It's twice in the Bible. So if you've never heard it before, take note of that. After they crossed the Red Sea, had a great victory against the Egyptians, and also in the book of Revelation.
I'm my beloved's and he
a smile.
You know, when John the Baptist saw Jesus walking up, someday in heaven, I want to see that on video where he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." Amen. That's what this song's about. God the Father loving us so much to sacrifice his very Son, only begotten one.
All I had to offer him was brokenness
set strife, but He made something beautiful of my life.
Amen.
You'll find that in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10.
White as snow, though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven through the power of Your blood, through the wonder of Your love, through faith in You, I know that I can be white as snow. Sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven through the power of Your blood, through the wonder of Your love, through faith in You, I know that I can be white as snow, white as snow. My sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven through the power of Your blood, through the wonder of Your love, through faith in You, I know that I can be white as snow,
white as snow. The Holy Spirit wanted me to say something, so I'm going to obey. He wanted me to say that the fear of God keeps us from being a fool. And if you don't believe in God, then you become a fool. And so this is a scriptural thing that God has said. And He said also that we will be, that there is no preference, that there is no, that God, He does not discriminate against us, and we are all treated the same, and we will all have the same judgment upon what we do with the Word. And the Word of God is right there, clear and open to us, and we need to obey and to believe it. And just as a little child says, well, you can't see me now, and he believes that you can't see him because he has his hands over his eyes. And that is how so many people are not believing things that are in the Word of God, because they have said, oh, I think this. I don't think God exists because I don't see Him and this and that. And so they have just cut themselves off from God by their belief. And so I just think the Holy Spirit wants us to understand that we don't want to cut ourselves off from any truths in the Bible by saying, I don't believe that. Check the Word and see what the Word says, and check it over and over again. And if you have a belief that is different, dig into the Word and find out the truth, because you're accountable for that truth.
Are you excited? Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before Him, heavens and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can wash up? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Praise You. Oh, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is that flow that makes us white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. That what can wash us white as snow. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. We love you. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. For fear has a torment, and they that fear, they're not made perfect in love. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you. Why should we fear when the Lord is on our side? Why should we fear when in his love we safely hide? Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. In Hebrews 12:1, it says, seeing that we've been encompassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin who do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, he was set on the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we are the same way. We have a joy that's set before us, and we can endure the tribulations. We can endure the adversities, or we can endure the trials and temptations. Hallelujah. Oh, we know where we are headed. We know that the joy that's set before us. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. Thank you, Lord, for touching Scott today. Give him the anointing, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, give him, we pray, O Lord. Oh, give him clarity of mind. Give him freedom to preach and teach. And let the word come out with power, we pray, Lord, and touch each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for victory today in this body of believers. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Oh, the mighty work that you have prepared for this body of believers. And, Lord, we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And as we're about to receive this offering, we told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meet in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you that you stand good in your promises. Hallelujah. What you promised, you are also able to perform. And we want to thank you today for a glorious day, for a day of victory, a day of excitement, and a day of celebration. And a day that we're going to rejoice in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses his people to finance his work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Fully dressed here. You know, I have a, some of you know, most of you know, I get, no, maybe not most of you. I have a, I've recorded a few CDs, and we had a concert here a few weeks ago, months ago. And I know when I got done, I sat down and did a song on my guitar, and I had many people come up and say, well, you know, I like it better when you just play your guitar instead of all the music. And it's more comfortable for me when I do the music. I just sing to it. But, you know, when I play my guitar, I can feel the music go through me. And, you know, I believe that David, you know, wrote most of the Psalms to show his relationship with God. And, you know, I try to do the music that I do to show my relationship with him, too, because, believe me, I've had a lot of high mountains that I've been on and some pretty deep valleys. I'm sure nobody else here has been up there and down there. But you know, in the Word of God, it says in Romans, it says that for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. And for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, that's a relationship that we should have with him. Because how many of you know that people are going to let us down sometimes, many times. But God's not going to let us down. And I was down so bad one time, and I had a business failure, and I sat in the corner of my room, and I wanted to take my own life. And I was a Christian. And I had forgot that God was right there. You know, people had let me down. I tried to get help from people. Of course, you know, when you're down and out, it seems like sometimes people feel you have leprosy or something. You know, they stay away from you. They don't want to help you out too much. You know, but, you know, as I sat down there, I remembered one time when I first became a Christian, I walked into a church and I sat down and I heard a man get up and sing this song. I had never heard it before. And when I heard it, I realized I wanted to sing that song because it had a lot to do with my relationship with the Lord. It's called You Gave Me Love. Let me get this thing up here. It's hard to get this up here and then sing too, you know. You gave me time when no one gave me time of day. You looked deep inside while the rest of the world looked away.
you smile at me when there were just frowns everywhere. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. That's why I call you Savior. That's why I call you friend. You touched my heart and you touched my soul and you helped me start all over again. That's why I love you, Jesus. That's why I really care. 'Cause you gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. You gave me laughter after I cried all my tears. You heard my dreams while the rest of the world closed its ears. I looked in your eyes and I saw a tenderness there. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. Yes, you gave me laughter after I cried all my tears. And you heard my dreams while the rest of the world closed its ears. I looked in your eyes and I found a tenderness there. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit speaking to me, that Scott, we're going to pray for you and your wife. So if you and your wife would come up here, we're going to have the elders anointed with oil and pray for you. Won't you come up here so we have you on a microphone here? Would you stretch forth your hands as we pray for them? Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for touching this couple, Father, this man and this wife, Lord. And Lord, he might not have shared it, but Father, it's been a tough and hard road to walk, Father. And we pray a blessing here from Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. We pray a blessing upon them, Father God, for your anointing to be upon both of them. That you protect them, Father God, from the evil. That all curses shall be broken. Anything sent against them shall fall to the ground. No weapon shall be formed against them.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, for giving them more strength, more joy, more anointing, more finances, more support, Father. We thank you right now. Have you blessed them greatly? In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Okay. God bless you. You all may be seated. At Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, we have a prayer time. And by the way, those of you that are visiting us today for the first time, if you do not have a church home and you liked our music, you like what we're doing here, you are more than welcome to come on back. We will not hinder you from coming back. So we would love to have you come back. And we're going to have some prayer requests here that we're going to read. And this is from Belgium. And this is from Gert Timmerman. As I mentioned to you earlier, please keep us in your prayers for the event with Ravi Zacharias. I want to ask for two prayer requests. God's protection, it seems some Muslims are already insisting that Ravi should have a debate with them. You know that Islam is making big inroads into Europe at the moment, and they are very militant. There's even a group in Belgium calling themselves Sharia for Belgium. And did you know that Brussels is already 25% Muslim? Now that's the capital of EU, European Union. And secondly, God has laid on my heart to bring Rabbi Zacharias to Belgium. I've started an initiative and the costs are running up. Please pray that God would send the finances to help sponsor the event. We keep you and Ina in our prayers. Love and blessing from Gert Timmerman and his wife Charmaine in Belgium. This is a prayer request here from Chico, California. Please pray for Nina. She's due to deliver her first child this week, January 20th, 21st. Pray that her baby will be well and healthy. Also for salvation for Nina and her husband Bill. And this is requested by Marlene from Chico, California. The price of oil fell last week, 2.86 per barrel, and ended up at 98.70 per barrel. Again, there's no shortage of oil in the world, and the price is just kept up artificially to create more profits for the world government agents. For years, the world government has tried to reduce the population in third world nations, and one way of doing it is to keep oil prices high, because that means that food prices will be higher, which means that people in these third world nations are going to starve and die early. Children born in this nation will be malnourished and die as infants. It's a win-win situation for the world government. Gert Timmerman reported January 14, 2012, that's yesterday. Listen to this. The price of diesel in Belgium is $6.50 per gallon. And gasoline is more than $7 a gallon. All nations in Europe have the same prices on fuel. America, that's what's coming to us here. Reggie Shin is still alive and somewhat better. He's been moved from the hospital to a care home in Carmichael. Despite his age of 93 and the many problems he's facing, let's believe that God can and will heal him to bring glory to himself and prove to people that God is sovereign. Hallelujah. Eric from Canada is asking for prayer that he should be able to settle all financial matters with his ex-wife in Sweden. He has just sent a proposal how to settle things to her attorney. Let us pray that she will accept the terms so that this matter can be settled once and for all. We need to pray for the finances of this ministry. We are now halfway through the month of January, and the giving so far is down 50%. The first 15 days of this month, our giving is down 50%. Many of our friends have not given their regular gifts in January. Is really hurting our capacity to pay rent and mortgage for this month. And you that are watching us right now, if you did not help us this month, and you says, well, I don't know if I can or not, whatever you can send in, we appreciate it, because we are really in great need of some financial support. This is from the Bay Area. This is an elderly man, and he just wrote a note here. And he said, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, they send in the tithe and offerings. It's a small gift, but they don't have a lot. But God will is blessing them for that. Please pray for our nation and pray for us to stay strong for the Lord and also for a financial blessing in America that they need. And this is Brother Henry and Sister Shirley. So we're going to pray for them. They've been with us for many years. And this is a praise report from Germany. Last week we prayed for deliverance in Germany, and the team went to work, and I'm just going to read this to you. This is just to let you know that we had great success in ministering deliverance to this man with the incest problem. He's a man from Croatia who is living in Germany for 20 years. But right from the beginning, we saw that he really was willing to cooperate in every little thing we told him. He filled out our deliverance questionnaire very carefully, and we could feel that he really wanted to be set free. We dealt with every area, not only sexual, but also occult things and some inner traumas, etc. And he's doing great now. After deliverance, he had some trials coming, was able to count them easily, which he never before was successful in the past. He's very happy and thankful. Hallelujah. And this is from Gina in Germany. And then we got a, I'm going to read a short little thing here from, this is from Argentina. And this is a friend of our ministry. Her name is Arlene. And she wrote this: I hope you aren't offended by my thoughts. It seemed to have so many when I hear you. I don't have a reaction to very many leaders, but most don't seem as savvy as you do either. Robert and Diane are fortunate to be able to work with you. I also watched a couple of preliminary videos, and I see you already doing a lot of what I see as a New Testament church, and many have been doing it all along. Whether your leaders are building their own circles of ministry outside the church, where the unsaved people are, or just looking to you in something, I don't know, but I see you are impressing them that they also are supposed to be equal with you. Ministers is their own right. That's hard to build into institutional trained people who have been taught, not just by schools but by churches, to look helplessly to the experts. Participating in meetings instead of just being spectators seem to help, and you're certainly doing that. One thing, many people have courage to speak up and be used in small groups, and people otherwise normally shy get caught up in sharing with a large group and platform are intimidating. But what can I say? You seem to be doing a good job nevertheless. Here's my thought. I think we have been psychologically conditioned to be dependent because dependence makes us weak and easily controlled. It's a plan. I think most Christians need to be different. I know they think they can't, but many can. They want someone always to give them something. The ultimate is that no one will give me a job. If no one gives me a job, all I can do is depend upon the government to give me unemployment or whatever. I don't mean to be critical. This is our conditioning. Far from the independent American spirit of time past. One of the best pieces of advice I ever got from a pastor was many years ago when he said, don't look for a job. Look for a way to make money. He wasn't ruling out a job, just stating a principle. I personally think that everyone who is not mentally challenged, in other words, if you're not mentally ill, should be an entrepreneur. I was forced into the entrepreneurship in my 50s. It was a horrible time in my life with two college children and a mother dependent on me. My husband had died without insurance, and then there were other circumstances. But it was the best thing that ever happened to me, so I think it literally almost killed me, which is another story. So my message is, don't look for a job. Look for a way to make money. Look for a need and create your own job. And I thought these are words of wisdom from Arlene that moved from the United States down to Argentina. So prayer warriors, come on up here and let's do some praying.
Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. We thank you that you are listening and that you are a loving Father and a gracious one, as well as a powerful one and a holy one. And we bring this request before you from Gert Timmerman, and we request that you protect Rabbi Zacharias as he speaks. And I'm just going to read this. It seems that some Muslims are already insisting that Rabbi should have a debate with them. So, Father, we just pray that you would have your will about that and come forth in victory. And, Father, we know that that Gert is wanting to bring Rabbi to Belgium. And so we pray for you to run that smoothly, Lord, so that you can have glory and so that these things will come to pass. In Jesus' name.
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the word that came here today, showing the state of the homosexual agenda also, Lord. We thank you for that knowledge. And Father God, we want to thank you for this letter that was sent in by Arlene, a friend of Bob Cadle's. And we thank you, Father, for her insight. It was a beautiful letter. We thank you for blessing her. And we lift up those that are out of work or unemployed, Lord, that they would take hold of this good advice right here and go out and look for a way to make money and not be dependent, but to be an entrepreneur. And we thank you for that, Lord. And really, when we focus on you, according to your word, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, then we have really no need to worry about our living. As we focus on you, you do supply. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we lift up this Croatian, Lord, man that, Lord, is in Germany right now, Lord, and Lord, you said that burnt offerings and sacrifices is not what you desired, Lord, but a broken and a contrite heart. And Lord, this man has given you his contrite heart, Lord God, and I pray for him right now. I lift him up to you, Lord, that you would make him strong, Lord, to be able to come against the wiles of the devil. As Lord, now he's confessed everything, Lord God, and he's dealt with it, Lord. I pray for strength for him right now, Lord God, that he would be able to continue on. And Lord, that we thank you, Lord, for these people, Lord, that did the deliverance, Lord God, and these faithful ones, Lord God, that did your work, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord, and we just pray a blessing on him, Lord. And Lord, we also pray for this young man that tried to disrupt this service today, Lord. We know, Lord, that he is lost and he needs help, Lord. Amen. We pray for him right now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hi, everyone. A little background. We often hear about the America's greatest generation, i.e. the World War II people. I wish they'd throw in Korea too, but anyway. And it's true, those were the people who grew up, as I did for that matter, tough and hardy. Times were tough, had to work very, very hard just to stay alive. And Reggie Shin is from that generation. Reggie is a World War II hero. He's a bombardier in B-24s, and he's continued all of his life to serve his country and his God and Christ. As anything that he could do, he's done it. And he's also worked hard to tell the truth about 9/11, was a narrator for a film about that. So, Father God, I lift up Reggie Shin to you right now, a gentleman, a real man, a sense of humor, who has withstood a tremendous, tremendous amount of surgical things and so forth, and he stands and holds true to his belief that he'll be healed and can come back again and continue to serve you, God, and Jesus Christ for years to come. So we pray right now, Lord, that you reach down and touch him as the Holy Spirit just course through his body, every vein, every artery, and heal Reggie Shin in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we pray for the oil, if everybody agrees with this prayer, that the oil price will go down, let us stretch your hands towards the altar. Let us all agree together that God is putting his hand upon the oil crisis. Heavenly Father, we're not afraid where the oil is going to go up or up. We trust in you that your will be done. Oh Lord, it went down a few dollars. But the Lord, we want that oil to go down lower and lower and reach bottom, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, when it goes up, we're not anxious. We're not afraid because we know you're in control. It's not the one world government. It's not the banksters. There's no one else that's in control, but you are in control. And you're the God that makes things happen. And we put a need in your hands. We put it at the altar. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for bringing that oil down to the bottom, to the amazement of the one world government and those who try to push it up. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father, and we are confident that you are going to make it happen. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day that you have created. We thank you, Lord God, for holding this in your hands. Lord God, we also come against all the demonic forces of this universe that are principalities, Lord God. We come against them. And we ask you, Lord God, to please help us in our finances here in this church and to move upon people, Lord God, that have the ability to help us and strengthen us in our finances, Lord God. So, Lord, we come against the evil in this world. We ask you to spread your hand upon us. Help us to seek you with our whole heart, our mind, and our soul, and our spirit. And, Lord God, I pray that you will send a revival across this nation, across us, and bring the Spirit of the Holy Spirit upon us in a mighty way. And Lord God, I also thank you for Scott Lively to be able to take a stand against the issues of this life that are destroying America and the world, Lord God. So as Christians, we need to stand with him and be bold, knowing that you are the truth and the only way, Father God. And so I thank you for this man. I thank you for his wife and his family, Lord God, continually to bless him mightily, Father, and to strengthen him in every way and keep your hand upon him. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we lift up Eric from Canada to you. You gave him an abundance of crop and harvest when it was just about to rain, or whatever the weather was there up in Canada. We thank you and praise you that this man follows you. He loves you. He honors you. He worships you. And we pray that when his ex-wife's attorney gets this plea for accepting terms on the financial matters, that you're going to be in his favor. And if it goes higher than he expects, we know you're going to provide for him because you've already been providing for him, and you're going to continue because he loves you and he follows you. And we just thank you and praise you, Father God, for whatever you do there, that it be ended, that they settle the financial matters. And we thank you that the children love their father and that he gets to be with their father when he goes over there a certain time during each year. But we thank you for his faithfulness to you, Father God, and through that faithfulness, you're going to honor the man. In Jesus' name. And Father, I want to thank you for Scott Lively also, because I just forgave my ex-husband from the heart, not the mouth, for something he did concerning the things that were spoken today. And I don't need to name anything. You know what it was. But I forgave my ex-husband from the heart. In the name of Jesus, I thank you.
And Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Brother and Sister Henry to you, Father God. Heavenly Father, they have a need, a financial need, Father God, and you're always there to meet the needs of your people. Heavenly Father, they need a financial miracle. I just pray that you send your Holy Spirit to them to comfort them, that you open up the doors that they need opened, Heavenly Father, to to have their needs met, Father God, and give them peace and give them love, Father God. Let your Holy Spirit wrap its arms around them, Father God. Let them know that everything's going to be all right and that you will provide, Father God, and that they don't have to be afraid. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I bring before you a girl named Nina, who is going to have her first baby on around the 20th of this month, Father. Lord, you know that this young lady and her husband need you, and they need to know you. Father, let this be one sign to them that baby is born perfect, that there is nothing wrong with it in any way, but it will be a beautiful, healthy little baby, boy or girl. And Father, we especially lift up Nina and Bill, her husband, that they might find salvation, that someone can witness to them, to get through to them, to help them understand their position with you, Lord, and that they will know what Jesus did for them, and that they will accept Jesus as their personal Savior, as their Lord and their God. And Father, that it will be soon so that that baby can grow up in a Christian home. And we will keep on praying for them, Lord, and lifting them up as you guide them to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, last week we prayed for rain. We prayed, Father God, for the jet stream to be moved. And Lord, the miracles happened, Father God, where they were predicting that we would not have rain for a long time. And Lord, the jet stream is shifting, and the rains are coming to this region by next week. And we want to thank you, Father God, that you are the God that you have all things under control. And you know that we need rain in California right now. And we thank you, Father God, that the jet stream will shift so far south, Father God, that we will get a soaker next week, the beginning to fill our reservoirs again for another year, Lord. And we want to thank you for that. And Father God, we want to thank you right now for all the prayers being spoken here. And Lord, we know that they are on the altar in heaven. The smoke is coming up before you. And in due time, and in your time, they shall each one be answered. And we give you great praise and worship for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Let me say this. I told Scott that this was a finest presentation that I have seen on the subject. And I believe that Scott outed himself today. This is put on the video, will be available later on for years to come. But I have never seen it put together so nicely with the scriptures, historical background. This is a video that you want to buy yourself later on from us and pass on to other people. It's an outstanding work that he did. So this time, we are an old-fashioned church, and we have testimony time. So Thomas, you got the floor.
You guys thought we were going home, huh? Okay, if we'll have a couple testimonies if anyone's got a testimony. Okay, Jane?
I want to say it was really great to hear the sermon today on homosexuality. But I'd like to share with you something. I volunteered for a while at a place called A Woman's Friend. And we did free pregnancy testing. And girls would come in, and it had a religious foundation. But if they didn't want to hear about God, we had to not say anything. That was their right to refuse the message. But I met women there that had had 7 abortions. You know, a lot of had 2 or 3. Some of these women that had 7 were 22 years old. And there were not one, but there was plenty. And it was really sad because as he was talking about homosexuality and the destruction of the family, it's, I think, a little even more insidious than just destroying the family. It's destroying women. Because, you know, when women get involved in relationships with man after man, get pregnant, the man rejects them, rejects the baby. There's the emotional effects. And a woman does not forget the fact she had a pregnancy. Even if she has an abortion, she never forgets. Maybe God gives them over to a reprobate mind too, to be able to have 7 abortions and keep on going in relationship after relationship. But the destruction that this sexual revolution did, and the destruction on our children, on the family, and on women, it goes so far. It's terrible. And I did my best to help people that I could, and I don't volunteer there now. I took a break from it. But it's very hard to hear and to talk to these girls and try to share with them why they shouldn't be doing what they're doing, why they need to correct their life, the harm that they're doing to their emotional, their mental. And many of these girls become drug addicts and alcoholics to mask the pain that their emotional inflict on their bodies. And it comes subconsciously. A girl will just do it subconsciously. She doesn't even know that she's gotten involved in alcohol and drugs because of the broken relationships and the abortions. She just doesn't connect them. And it's really, really sad. And I'm just thankful that Scott caught up here and talked about what he talked about, because it's a sad state of affairs when women are being destroyed and Satan is taking out babies that could be preachers, people that did wonderful things in this world, but they don't even get a chance to get out of the womb. And that's part of, I think, probably Satan's plan. Kill them off before they can do any good. And it's sad. But thank you, Scott, for the message. And I hope that many of the youngsters that are in this world hear it and understand it, that it's a serious issue.
What's your name, sir? Lee? Go ahead.
My name is Lee Hansen. Soteris called us about this meeting today, and so I'm so grateful that you called, and we have several of our fellowship here. And thank you, Pastor, for having Scott here. my testimony is really to actually give some witness to what you just shared. I lived in North Dakota for 50 years before moving here in the late 80s. In the late 80s, it was, some days you never forget. May 18th of 1987, we were at a small, fellowship prayer meeting, and the Lord told me to give a testimony or a prophecy. I didn't want to do it. I don't know why. I just didn't. For some reason, I was resisting this. And he told my wife of the time, "You tell him, me, that if he doesn't do what I'm asking him to do, I'm going to put a brass ring in his nose and pull him around like an old bull." That was. And then the word came. The word of wisdom came from the Lord, and it was the only time in my whole life that I couldn't stop something from coming. And this is what the Lord said: "Stop it, stop it, stop it. You stop blaming the women, and you stop blaming the doctors for killing my children in the womb. I'm holding you men responsible. I have given you the authority. I have given you the responsibility. And just like in the garden of old, you are blaming the women and you're blaming me. And I tell you, stop it." Not much word was said for a while. Then the Lord showed a vision on the floor. I could see the state of North Dakota. in an open vision. And it's a rectangle, much like this. And wherever there was an abortion clinic, there was a brass ring dropped on those places in the vision. And I didn't understand that. And the Lord didn't explain it till the next morning. We got up, and our host, we were out of town, went to his mailbox and got up. And there was a Signs of the Times on top of a big stack of mail. I don't know why he was getting that, but he did. And there's the front page of that magazine was about Wall Street. And it was, what drives Wall Street? And there was a man standing there with the head of a bull, and a man standing there with the head of a bear. And in the nose of the bull was this big brass ring. And that's when the Lord showed us what that meant. The spirits behind that abortion in North Dakota was fear and greed. Now, I don't know if that's always true, but in this case, that when those two spirits come together, they're like brass. Brass is made up of copper and zinc, both very hard metals. But when you put them together, they're almost impossible to break. So we went and surrounded the... We had been surrounding these abortion clinics, walking silently. But after this word came, and I've cut down a lot of this story, but I want to bear witness to what Scott was talking about the fact that the blessing and the curse is built into the problem or the solution, and. The next few days, I was leading a charismatic prayer group of the city of Bismarck, and the Lord said, stand up in front of the group and ask forgiveness of the women representing the men of North Dakota. You stand and ask their forgiveness for what you've been doing, not taking your responsibility and blaming them. I did. The next thing the Lord says, okay, now, all of you stand up just like you did here a little while ago, Pastor, and raise your hands like this and say these words. To this day, I don't have a clue what we said. But within 30 days, the Lord started closing those abortion clinics. And within 6 months, every single abortion clinic in the state of North Dakota was closed. He closed them. There wasn't a man. There was no threats. There was no, he closed them. Every one. That went on for 10 years. Then there was a lady doctor in Minneapolis decided that this can't go on. So she comes up to Fargo to have abortions in a home clinic in the university area. And still does. But here's the interesting thing. It's the only state in the nation that has all its debts paid, a lot of money in the bank, unemployment at less than 3%. Crying for people to come out there to work. Please, if you got a trade, go. I just believe that what you were talking about, and that this is the example of the blessing that comes when we are obedient to God. And when we shut that thing down, that abortion, and all the things that go with that. It's this story has made 60 Minutes go out there two or three or four times to try to figure out what happened in North Dakota. They made one of their top 25 stories of the first 25 years. This was one of the top stories. It's in their archives. And they cannot figure out what it was that caused the abortion clinics to close in North Dakota. Well, it was him. It was his idea. We spoke it into existence, and then he did it. And the blessings now are really coming to that group of people. Amen.
Okay, so we're going to close in prayer. Any more testimonies? I don't think so. Okay, Father God, we thank you for this day and for the great service here today, Lord. And also, we pray that this repentance from Fred would go forth and sweep this nation of, and that generation, Lord, and that repentance would come to these people of that generation, Lord. And then that we can have the same consequence as happened in North Dakota, and that that the abortion clinics would be shut down, and the homosexual agenda would be annihilated in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for being with each and every person here today as they go their way for safety. We thank you, Father, for strengthening the troops. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon the beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.